Hello, I'm Dr. Jim Anderson. What can a speaker do to be remembered? Speakers want to be remembered. We've put a lot of effort into creating, practicing, and then delivering our speech. We want this effort to mean something because we understand the importance of public speaking. We want to be remembered. The challenge that we're facing is that we're talking to a diverse audience. Everyone who is listening to us is different, and they all want things differently. We need to understand how they remember and then find ways to get them to remember us. How an audience forms memories. As speakers, we need to realize that when people learn something new, they're forming memories. Because audiences learn in different ways, speakers need to be aware of the most common learning styles, which are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. To ensure that your audience remembers you and your message, you're going to have to incorporate a range of techniques in order to connect with audience members who have different learning styles. Visual learners. Speakers need to understand that for visual learners, it's all about what they see. Visual learners use images, words, pictures, graphs, and diagrams to form memories that they will retain. These people need to stay connected to your information in front of them because they don't deal with distractions well. To connect with visual learners, you can use PowerPoint, a projector, or handouts to incorporate illustrations about your topic. You can offer a notepad and pen to all attendees who want to take notes. You can make eye contact with as many individuals as possible to keep their focus on you. Auditory learners. You would think that an auditory learner would be the perfect candidate to remember your speech, since they absorb information through speaking and listening. However, just like everyone else, if you don't shape your speech for them, they won't be able to remember what you said. Listening to lectures, reading aloud, and having discussions about new information are the best ways for these people to learn. To connect with auditory learners, you're going to have to do the following things. Repeat significant details and main points. Verbal repetition reinforces your ideas. Divide your audience into small discussion groups during your presentation so they can discuss ideas out loud and in their own words. Kinesthetic learners. The final group of learners that your speech is going to have to appeal to will be the kinesthetic or tactile learners. These members of your audience will retain information that they experience firsthand. These people do not enjoy sitting still for long. Instead, they prefer to participate, role play, use their motor skills, and take frequent breaks. As a speaker, to reach kinesthetic learners, you're going to have to incorporate a hands-on activity or pass around something worth examining that pertains to your subject matter. Allow audience members the option of sitting or standing. Suggest locations such as museums or learning centers for people to attend after your speech in order to learn more. Create a game for audience members to participate in. What all of this means for you. If you're going to share the benefits of public speaking and you want your next speech to be remembered by your audience, then you're going to have to go to the effort of creating it so that your audience can remember what you've told them. In order to accomplish this, you'll need to keep in mind that every person in your audience is different, and they all learn and remember differently. Speakers need to be aware that there's three very different ways that people learn and remember things: visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. When we give a speech, we need to appeal to each one of these different learning methods. Regardless of your next presentation's topic, be sure to share your subject matter in a variety of ways so that your listeners can retain your message. You'll feel good about connecting with your audience members, and they will be excited about learning something new. The good news is that if we understand how our audience forms memory, then we can create speeches that will allow our audiences to remember what we've told them. This won't be an easy thing to do, because incorporating different styles of learning into a single speech will take some doing. However, if we can get good at making it easy to remember what we've said, then we'll be the speaker that the audience remembers long after we're done talking. Good luck.